So the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Soita, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah we learned that Bikurim is one of the things, the parasha of Bikurim, that has to be said Bidavka in Lashon HaKadosh. How do we know this? Zakta Mishnah once again, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. How do we know that you have to say the parasha of the Bikurim in Lashon HaKadosh? Normally when the Mishnah says Ketzad, the Mishnah means what's the case. We know what the case is. This ketzad, says the Batanura, would be the same as minayim. How do we know it? So why does the Mishnah use the Lashon ketzad and not minayim? How do we know it if it means minayim? Because the Mishnah is being consistent with the other cases over here where we're going to use the Lashon ketzad. But over here by Bikurim, it means how do we know? How do we know the parasha of Bikurim has to be said b'Lashon HaKadosh? And the answer is, the Pasuk says, when you're there with your Bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash, V'anisa V'amarta, you shall speak up and you shall say, Lefnei Hashem Alekecha, U'lahalan Hu'aymer and Vaiter. In another place, when the Torah talks about the Brachis and the Klalais, it says over there, V'anu HaLeviyim V'amru, the Leviyim shall speak up and say. So we have Mamish the same Lashon. Here it says, V'anisa V'amarta, and there it says, V'anu V'amru. That's a Gzeira Shavah to teach us Ma Aniyahu Amura Lahalam, just like as when it says to speak up by the Brachis and Klalis. Bilashayn HaKadosh, over there it means with Lashon HaKadosh. Afkan here too, when the Torah says about Bikurim, speaking up, Bilashayn HaKadosh. How do we know by the Brachis and Klalis it means Bilashayn HaKadosh? The answer is a different Gzeira Shavah. By the parsha of Bracha and Klal, as the Pasuk says, Va'anu alevim va'amru, and it goes on to say over there, Koil Ram. By Matan Torah it says, Moshe yedaber v'alekim yanenu b'koil. So just like Moshe b'matan Torah, over there it was b'loshen HaKadosh, because the Torah was given a loshen HaKadosh. So we understand that the Brachis and the Klalois also had to be said b'loshen HaKadosh. So we have a Gzeira Shavah, Koil, from the Brachis to Matan Torah. And then we have a Gzeira Shavah, V'yanisa V'yamarta, from Bikurim to the Brachis and the Klalais. And therefore, Afkan over here too. By Bikurim, it has to be B'lashayn HaKadosh.